Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to another episode of the Powered by Transova podcast. Emily here today, and I am sitting at the table with our 2024 summer interns. Not all of them, but a select few, and we won't say if they're the good ones or not because it's been a little interesting figuring out our intros here. But we'll just go around to start off and have them introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about what they've been doing or where they come from, and then we'll dig into what they've been doing all summer. So we'll start off with you.
Yeah, hey everyone. I'm Tate Anderson. I was a pro services intern this summer. I'm originally from Kansas, Overbrook, Kansas, and I went to K-State for animal science, just graduated this year, and then I'll be going back there for vet school.
Hi, I am Kendon Knobloch. I am the recip herdsman intern. I am from Rock Rapids, Iowa. I went to Lake Erie Tech in Watertown, South Dakota. And next.
Hi, I'm Abigail Roberts. I'm the professional service embryologist intern. I go to the University of Missouri currently. I'm going to be a senior. And I'm an animal science major.
Hello, everyone. My name is Elena Link, and I'm from Moberly, Missouri. I'm currently a student at the University of Missouri. And this summer, I'm an intern at Transova in their professional service technician internship.
I'm Rachel Streetmatter. I'm one of the marketing interns this summer. I'm originally from Rensselaer, Indiana, and I will be a senior at Purdue University studying ag, sales, and marketing.
I'm Andrea Ekman. I'm the accounting intern. I'm from Cavour, South Dakota originally, and I'll be a senior at Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, studying accounting.
I'm Emily Trum. I'm another one of the pro services interns. I'm from Cascade, Iowa, and I just finished up my animal science degree at Iowa State and will be attending vet school there this fall.
I'm Delaney Heeman. I am one of the other marketing interns this summer. Originally, I'm from Genoa, Illinois, and I will be senior finishing up my animal science degree at Oklahoma State University.
Perfect. Well, thank you all for joining me today. Excited to hear about your summers and all the fun things that you've done. Let's kick it off with, you know, telling us a little bit about what you did day to day. And since we've got a couple of the same position, we'll just do one of each if that works. So who wants to go first?
Okay. So I'll go for pro services intern, me and Emily. And day to day, we were either in clinic or on farm helping transfer, do OPUs, flushes, and basically bringing cows in, shoot side stuff, anything like that. Anything you want to add, Emily?
Nope.
I was a recip herdsman, and day-to-day we were heat checking, sorting, making sure all the cows were healthy, and then we were also preg checking and running cattle through a foot bath, doing all those sorts of things.
I'm the professional services embryologist intern, and there's only one of me. just one. And I got to be in the lab day to day. I got to do a lot of, got my hands on a lot of embryos this summer, doing embryo check-in, checking them into the system. Learned a lot about OvaDrive, which is what we use, which is hard to learn. And I also got to do a lot of the stuff that the technician interns do when they were out on trips, which was a cool opportunity. So I got to see both shoot side and lab things, which I'm very grateful for.
Day-to-day in the marketing department, we spent a lot of time doing computer work as far as, like, building graphics and ads. We worked a lot with the social media plan. a big chunk of our summer was we attended all of the trade shows for multiple of the junior nationals, and we got to talk with clients at the shows and then just have some junior member interaction.
So for the accounting intern, what I did day to day was routing invoices to different people, coding them, and then I worked a lot with credit cards because my co-worker Kendra is going to be on maternity leave, so she's been training me to take over her position. So coding credit cards, doing the like accrual for that, and then also just, you know, random intern stuff like scanning, catching everybody else up.
Well, I think you're the first accounting intern that we've had on the podcast, so thank you for joining us today. Perfect. So a lot of variety in the room here on experiences. What would you say is the biggest thing you learned this summer?
I am very grateful for the education I've gotten at the University of Missouri. But I have learned way more here. I have learned way more here in person, hands-on experience than I have at most classes. And I think that that's with anything. It's super important to get in the field and like get a good feel for what you're doing. I didn't know exactly if I wanted to be in lab or shoot side, and I love both of them, which I figured out here. So I think that it's super valuable to get out there and not just learn everything in a classroom.
I would definitely have to go off Abby for this one. I think, you know, a lot of us are kind of the same way. Like, we learn by doing and not just like in the classroom. So I would definitely say like I learned a lot more about like the actual processes of like IVF and embryo transfer and just like the differences between everything. And so I think like actually helping with the shoot side stuff and just like seeing the different breakdown, like, you know, one process versus the other, definitely helped like clear up my mind a little bit with that. But then I learned a lot on like the sync protocol side of stuff too.
I think one of the largest thing or biggest thing that I've learned this summer is that any workforce you go into, any place you work at, you're going to be working with a lot of different people, and it's really important to be able to learn how to work with them. And I think that's something that I would say all of us interns learned to do very well this summer, and just adapting to each other's styles and how they work and, you know, how you need to adapt to them to be able to make the experience good for them too.
I'd say one thing I learned is paying attention to detail is huge, especially like with the recip team. We're in the back doing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, and there's a lot going on and there's a lot of cows, but everyone does a really good job of paying attention to the little things and making sure everything is perfect.
Yeah. As an intern and someone that's new and getting trained on stuff, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And something I learned is, just own up to it, learn from it, fix it if you can. If not, move on. Don't think about it too much. Just learn from it.
I've learned that there's truly no dumb questions. Like, asking questions is important no matter what department you're in. So, like, be willing to humble yourself enough to ask any and every question that you think of, because at the end of the day, we need to always be pushing ourselves to be better. So, and we can't do that unless we're asking our peers around us.
Especially in the accounting world, I've learned that you go into it thinking that everything needs to be perfect, and that's not the ideal scenario. Sometimes you just got to jimmy-rig something until it works out in the end and balances. But I feel like it's a hard thing to like go home and like not think about like, oh, I wish that I could figure out why this isn't working out. But it's something that it's like you kind of just need to not always be so worked up about it.
Yeah, that a lot of great stuff in all of that. So by the time this airs, our next round of internships will be open to students. What is a piece of advice that you would give somebody else thinking about applying for this internship, or what kind of encouragement would you give somebody else that's thinking about applying?
Do not be afraid to say yes to new opportunities. Like, throughout your entire internship, you're going to be presented with different opportunities to shadow other departments, meet new people, push yourself to be a better person. Like, strive every day to come into the office with the mindset that you're going to say yes and you're going to push yourself to grow as an individual and to grow with those around you within the company.
I would say just remember that imposter syndrome is a thing. And, like, even though, okay, you're applying, like, you haven't gotten accepted yet. Okay, let's fast forward and say that you do get accepted. You're sitting there, like, freaking out, like, oh, my gosh, I am not qualified for this. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough experience. But just take a step back and, like, remind yourself that there's a reason that you were picked. Like, I don't want to say it, but the best of the best. Like, you were picked because somebody else thought that you were qualified. So don't sell yourself short, and just remember that there's a reason that you're here.
I think it's always important to remain flexible and adaptable. And this is something that has been really full circle for me, because you can always look back and be like, man, I really wish I would have handled that differently or done that differently. But it's always just important to know that you're going to get a lot of new things thrown at you. You're not going to know how to do everything. And that's okay, because people are here to teach you. That's what an internship is about. But just always take everything with a grain of salt, go with the flow, and just know that it is going to work out and you are going to put your best foot forward. So just be adaptable, be flexible, and be open to kind of what Rachel said, be open to trying new things, and don't sell yourself short.
I'm going to kind of go off like what Emily said. I'd say be willing to learn, but also be confident. You're picked for a reason, and if you're passionate about something, just be willing to learn, but also, you know, kind of go after it, go get it, and don't just kind of take the easy road and take the back seat. Yeah, you're here for a reason, and you might as well put your best effort in and do your best all the time, I guess.
Yeah, if you're going through the process and end up getting an interview, whenever you go through your interview, people always want to take the questions and then spit an answer back out that you think that they think the company wants to hear. But it's really better to just be yourself and answer the question how you would answer it if you were talking to like your friend or family or anything like that. Still be professional, but be yourself.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just build off of that. We want people that are authentic and transparent and, you know, show that they have a passion for our industry, because we work with a lot of clients that have elite animals, and we want to make sure that we have the right people on the bus to help us accomplish those goals. So a lot of great feedback here for our prospective students. And I will say, too, that don't stop applying. Don't stop believing in yourself. I need a drum thing. But yeah, keep applying even if you don't get it the first time. I don't know. Did anybody apply multiple times or to multiple positions?
Yeah. Applied twice.
Yeah. Because it is so competitive, we do get a lot of applicants that keep applying. And even if you don't get an internship, apply for full-time positions. I mean, I applied for an internship and never got it, and I'm a full-time employee now. So things work out the way that they should. And, you know, if you're passionate about this industry, it will work out how it's supposed to. So good feedback, everybody. My next question is, what would you say has been your favorite memory or your favorite part of the internship?
My favorite part of the internship has definitely been the people. It's a great culture here, and I think day one we all kind of saw that and commented on, you know, how welcoming everyone was and how excited everyone was. Like, we felt like we were wanted and that you guys were excited to have us here, and I think that's something that's pretty special. And then just the connections we built, you know, with each other as interns, and then the staff here has just been really good, really special. Felt like, you know, we kind of found a little second home for the summer here.
I think that my favorite part of the internship has probably been the challenge that was presented upon me. And this is very uncharted. This internship, I should say, was probably very uncharted territory for me, as I'm an animal science major and don't really have a ton of marketing and communications experience. So everything that I was doing this summer, I was definitely pushing myself and forcing myself to learn new things. But I look at that as a really good and positive thing. It makes you diverse in what you're trying to do. And down the road, that can also look really good for your whatever your future career is, whatever field you end up going into.
I would definitely have to piggyback off of Elena. I think my favorite part of the summer was definitely the people and the culture here at Transova. Like Elena said on day one, like everyone was so welcoming. And I think, like I thought to myself, you know, the culture here that we see as interns is definitely something that I look at when I'm thinking of full-time jobs after graduation. It's just, you know, very homey-like and, you know, everyone was like super welcoming for the interns, like wanted to hang out with us after work. So a lot of, you know, real like true friendships have, you know, come out of the internship.
I would also say the people and the culture coming here. I don't know. I feel like you're always overwhelmed when you start a new job with a whole bunch of new people in a new place. And I feel like they made it super easy and welcoming. They didn't make you feel stupid whenever you asked any questions. They were always willing to help you out, even when everybody was going through a flood. Like, everybody was willing to go help out people affected. And so you can just really tell that everybody cares about everybody else through whoever works here or whatever.
We're going to start sounding like a broken record, but the culture at Transova is just, it's unmatchable. Like, from the very first day, I've never felt so welcome and included, and, like, everyone makes an effort to make us feel very, like, to make it known that we are wanted here and we are valued, and that's hard to find at a lot of places.
Once again, I'm going to be repetitive here, but, yeah, like, my family will ask me, oh, do you like Iowa? And I'm like, yeah, I love Iowa. I don't think I love Iowa, but I do love the people here, so I do love Iowa. Yeah, everyone's been so welcoming. And I get to work with cows every day and make money off of it, which is kind of the dream. So, yeah, that's my favorite part of it.
I mean, I think they've all kind of nailed it. Like, the culture and the people are great, but I love what I do with, like, the work and the recip team. But I'd say one thing I've noticed is that I feel like I've got a passion for my job, and I notice that other people here that have been a long time can see that, and I appreciate that they take the time to see that you're passionate about something and you're willing to work hard. And not everyone recognizes that. People get busy and kind of, you know, can use you, quote unquote, just to, as a worker, but people are willing to take the time to actually evaluate you and see that you're passionate about something, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, besides the people, my favorite part about the internship, we got to travel a lot, got to go to a bunch of different states, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, and going through all those states and going to different people's ranches and operations was pretty cool. So I like that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys basically wrote the marketing or the brochure on internships for the next year. But is there any other, like, fun stories from the summer that are, you know, PG that you guys could share that you want to go for it?
If you have the opportunity to go golfing with your fellow interns, take it. Please go to the golf course. You'll get a great laugh, and it's really some team bonding, if I'm being honest.
I had never heard of a street dance in my life, but I have been to two and possibly a third this weekend, and I am super psyched about it. They are a lot of fun. It's like a band no one's heard of, and you're just dancing and having a good time. And I feel like everyone from Transova is there. Like, we kind of dominate those street dances, so that's a lot of fun.
I think our trip to Wisconsin was a lot of fun. We ate a lot of fried chicken out there. It was really good. I think just being with the interns and, I don't know, just we kind of have a good bond between everyone, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think any time we're, you know, we get to work together, or any of us at all get to work together and we're getting poop covered and everything like that, so it's fun.
I guess this isn't really like a funny memory or a funny story, but if you have the time to become, if you are to get this internship and you're in Iowa, become acquainted with the ladies in the shipping office. I highly recommend you do that because they are awesome. They will laugh with you. They will cry with you. They really have kind of just become like other mom. Yeah, they'll give you hugs when you need it, like other mothers to me this year. And I promise they will make you laugh every day.
I'm going to go ahead and throw Tate under the bus for this one. I'd say one of my favorite stories was like, what, one of like the first week or two we were here, and Tate got smashed in the face with a gate, and he got blood all over his nice white Transova shirt. So it's the running joke, like, if Tate can get blood out of his, you know, brand new white t-shirt, like, he can get any kind of stain out. So every day when Tate wears his white shirt, it's always clean.
I'm going to hope that all the proper safety procedures were handled in that situation. The SOPs were followed and an incident report was filed. We'll leave it at that. So you had mentioned the intern's trip to Madison for the URIS meeting. Would anybody want to kind of go into what all of that entailed and what you got to do up there in Madison?
Yeah. Yeah, we went out to Madison to our parent company's headquarters, URIS, and that was a gathering of a bunch of interns from all the different companies that URIS owns that are also focused on the ag industry and cattle specifically. And so going through, you know, learning about all the different companies like Alta, GenX, a few others, and meeting all the other interns from all around the country that are also working towards, you know, better cattle, easier, making the cattle producer's life easier, anything like that, and gathering with people that are kind of like-minded was really cool. And I don't know if I'm missing anything. That
also, while we were up there, we did some like team bonding and we did some like personality tests and stuff just to better learn how to work with those around us and with the different companies. So that was kind of cool to like get to know everyone on a little bit of a deeper level, because that was still relatively early in the summer as well. So like it was a good opportunity for all of us interns to like kind of go away for a few days and be like get to know each other better and then get to know all the other interns from the other companies and then like learn how to work with each other and like moving forward, like, I don't know, just how to be the best coworker to each other that we could be.
Yeah, that's the second summer that we've been able to offer that since being under the URIS umbrella. And I think that's a great opportunity for our interns to see the bigger picture of Transova and URIS and then get to network with a lot of other people within the industry. Before I ask this last question here, is there anything else about this internship that you'd like to share with the podcast listeners? I think you guys talked a lot about connecting as a group and that great experience, but anything as far as day-to-day work, those skills, anything that you really took from this that you're going to apply to your future careers or anything that you're like, absolutely not, I'm never going to do this ever again, any of that? Yeah, okay, here you go.
I'd say, I don't know, this kind of just goes for the recip or the recip and if you're out with the cows, but it's not just you're putting an embryo in a random cow for a recip and just going all the way. Like the attention to detail with like the cows, they're all vaccinated to a certain extent and they're all sorted really like strictly, and they really pay attention to what they're sending the customer. And they are also, I mean, they're getting preg check, vaccinated work. They're getting the best care, best feed. It's not just any old cow. And like the herdsman team is full of experience. There's been a lot of guys there for a lot of years. And they're getting handled extremely safely and like low stress. It's just really like a excellent team and excellent program.
We did not pay you to say that.
Yeah. They did.
I would also say the accountability placed upon you, just in terms of I not I guess I did not one time feel this summer like I was just an intern. I felt like I was an employee who worked for Transova and had the same responsibilities as others. You were part of a team. You were expected because this is such a sought after internship. Like, you are capable and you should pride yourself on that. But I would say mainly is the accountability that comes with it and just really teaching yourself like how to be accountable in a workplace. You feel like you are starting your career almost in a way.
To kind of go along with that, like, since they, like, hold you to a higher standard, like, everyone at Transova does a really good job of politely giving you criticism. Really good at making sure, like, we're learning. Like, and in a nice way, they're, like, criticism is a good thing depending on how you take it. Like, if you push yourself to grow from it, it can be a very positive thing. So I think they do a really good job of making sure that we're putting our best foot forward.
This kind of goes off what Rachel was saying, but for me, I kind of felt like, you know, day to day we were pushed out of our comfort zone, which is a good thing. You know, if we had to go help with something that we, you know, hadn't done before or go help people that we hadn't helped before, you know, they were pushing us to go do that and learn something new and grow from it. And getting out of your comfort zone is the best way to grow. So I really appreciated that just in the day to day working.
I think a big takeaway from orientation was Sarah Burke was like, no job is too little. Like, if somebody needs help, you go help them. And I feel like all of us have done that. Like, if anybody needs help, like the donor guys, the recip guys, we're like, okay, we'll go help them. Like, we'll go do whatever needs to be done to make stuff move smoother. And like, you know, it's like we come into the heat of busy season and so many people could use like a little extra hand, and you shouldn't be like, oh dang, that's not like in my internship, there's something cooler going on. Like, no, just politely be quiet and help out somebody who needs to be helped, because, you know, that shows that you're a hard worker and it shows that you like respect the people in the company, not just I'm here for myself.
I will say Abby is very true to her word on that, because at the beginning of our internship, Rachel and I had to organize a very Abby and Elena. Abby and Elena, my bad. Going off of what Abby said, Abby and Elena one day, they didn't really have much going on, and Rachel and I had to organize a very almost little chaotic storage unit, and they toughed it out there with us for like 4 hours, and hey, they helped us. So it's just always appreciated.
Well, thank you ladies for helping them, because they didn't tell me that till today, so I'm just kidding. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you all have had a really great summer, and I'm kind of jealous that I wasn't here to be with it, everything. So the final question that I have, unless anybody wants to add anything about day-to-day intern, no. What's next for everybody? What's on the horizon? You know, you're wrapping up this week and next week with projects. What is next after Transova?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier, but after this, I'll be going to vet school at K-State. Super excited for that. We'll have another 4 years until I have to decide what I actually want to do and go in the real world. So that's good.
I had an opportunity to come up where I'm able to return to the family farm and hopefully be able to implement a lot of what I learned at Transova into my own cow herd, and hopefully be able to use genetics to be able to improve our herd every day.
Coming into Transova in an embryologist position, intern position, not an embryologist position. Sorry. I wanted to figure out if I wanted to be in the lab or be shoot side, because when you're in school, they're like, oh, you know, you go, especially in animal science, you're like, oh, you go to undergrad and then you go to vet school. And I kind of, like, it's kind of like a lizard brain thing. Like, you're doing stuff constantly and you're just going through the motions. But this internship really gave me a good insight of like, okay, I kind of like a mix of both. So I think grad school is what's next for me. And then after that, I can figure out what I want to do in this industry.
I will be going back to Purdue for one last year to finish out my degree. And after that, I plan to stay well connected within the ag industry, specifically, hopefully the livestock industry, and find a career that helps me pursue my passions.
I will be going back to Northwestern for my final year and also continue interning throughout the school year, hopefully. And then we'll see where the wind takes me after that.
I will also be starting vet school in the fall, so I'm going back to Iowa State. And kind of like Tate, I have another 4 years to figure out what I really want to do, but hopefully something along like the large animal side, definitely, or definitely large animal and maybe on the repro side.
I will be going back to Oklahoma State to finish my final year and wrap up my animal science degree. But after that, I would also like to stay in the livestock industry. And I think as I've kind of had a couple internships throughout this last couple summers, it has made me realize that I want to work with people and people are important to me. So I'm hoping I can have a job where I can be well connected with people in the livestock industry.
So I'll be returning back to Missouri for my final year at Mizzou, and then hopefully grad school. So if anyone's looking for a grad student, let me know.
We will link Elena's email to the podcast notes in case anybody's looking for a grad student in fall of 25. Yeah, there you go. Well, a lot of great potential at this table, and I'm excited to see where life takes you all, and hopefully it's back at Transova at some point or form or another. But thank you all for all of your hard work and dedication to the Transova team over the last 3 months. It has not gone unnoticed, and we appreciate every one of you. Our internships will open again early September, and we close them the 1st of November usually, and we try to have those interns hired by Thanksgiving. So if anybody's interested, keep an eye out on our social media platforms and check out the website, and we'll get those all that information sent out here as soon as we can. But unless anybody has any closing thoughts for the podcast world, no? All right. Well, thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll catch you all next time on the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.